And a good Sunday morning. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Came in this morning, Josh Wheeler, and I saw that sun, that kind of weird yellowy.
It's like a reddish sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And you know what happened? You know what I immediately thought?
Mm.
The smoke from the Canadian fires is back, because that's what it does. Makes that sun look goofy.
Indeed.
So we've got that today. So be aware of that if you're out and about. Of course, this is our health show. We do it every Sunday morning. I like to call it our health show, head to toe. We can touch on any part of your body, whatever it happens to be, hair, eyes, ears, lung, nose, whatever it is. And today, we're going to talk about having babies. I know that's something you're not familiar with, but Josh, but I have had two, so.
Yeah.
And the state of Minnesota, the Department of Health, has this program called Help Me Connect. It's a spot for finding actually a doula in Minnesota. So we have invited to the program Sierra Dillard. She is a doula. And Sierra Hill from the Minnesota Department of Health, both to the program. I'm going to start with Sierra Hill to say good morning to you, Sierra Hill.
Good morning.
I can't believe we have two Sierras in 1 hour.
I know. How special.
And then Sierra Dillard, our doula, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. I know you guys got up early for me, and I really appreciate it. But why don't I start with Sierra Hill, and I'm going to say your first and last name so we have no confusion this hour. talk about the state's doula program and Help Me Connect. What is it, and how does it work?
Yeah, so Help Me Connect is actually a statewide website resource that connects families and providers with all kinds of different resources for their families, for their children, whatever they may need. And we were really excited about a year ago to add a list for doulas and birth workers in the state to the Help Me Connect website. And so this free resource is available for families to search for a doula when they are pregnant, and can connect with a doula that is in their area, but also to search by all kinds of different filters to find a doula that fits their needs and their family.
How important is that, to find a doula that fits you? I mean, is there a lot of different personalities, or what makes a person who is a doula different?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in this case, you know, pregnancy and then your labor and delivery and postpartum is a very special and vulnerable time. So you definitely want to find someone who you feel comfortable with, who you trust, and who matches your needs. And so we do know that having a doula who has maybe some shared life experiences or cultural background can be extra important during that time as well.
And I see that you have 100 doulas on the site?
Yeah, actually even a little more than 100 now.
Wow, that's amazing. So
yeah.
When you go on site, and can the Twin Cities, you know, anywhere use the Help Me Connect?
Yes, so it's statewide. Because it is a voluntary list, doulas just volunteer to sign up. It is free for them to sign up. Currently, out of those a little more than 100 doulas, the majority of them are here in the metro area, but we do know that there's doulas across the state who are serving families. And so we're really hoping to reach more doulas in greater Minnesota to sign up.
All right. It is 12 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. If you're listening and you have a question about, maybe you even had the experience of having a doula help you in childbirth, or someone that you know, and you have a comment or a question about how it went for you, just remember we have our talk and text lines always available. That number is 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. And our guest this hour, we have a doula, an official doula, Sierra Dillard, and we also have Sierra Hill. And Sierra is the Maternal Care Access Coordinator. I think I got that right, didn't I, Sierra Hill?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, very good. So we're going to take our first break. It's about 14 minutes now past 7 o'clock. And when we come back, we'll talk to Sierra Dillard and Sierra Hill again, but about what it is to be a doula, what's the training involved, and who should consider it and when and why. We'll do that all after this short break on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back. It is 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Happy to have you with us. It's our health radio hour, head to toe. I'm Susie Jones, Josh Wheeler at the helm. This week we're talking about doulas. What is a doula? And we have invited to the program Sierra Dillard. She is a doula. And Sierra Hill. And Sierra Hill is the maternal care access coordinator for the state of Minnesota and a program we've just talked about called Help Me Connect. It's a spot for people to find a doula. It's free resources for people and their families throughout the state. And it's been in effect for a year and doing very well. We invited people to be included because that's what we like here on Sunday morning, 651-461-9226 if people have questions. And I will jump in with this question from a listener just a minute ago. Do doulas get training, number one? And number two, what's the most important thing for a doula to do? So I think let's ask Sierra Dillard, who is a doula. Talk about your training, Sierra. What was involved in it?
Yes, absolutely. So for my training, I participated in a 3-day, 8-hour training. And then after the training, we're required to take on volunteered births to get the number of hours that you're required to have after certification. We also had to make resource lists for families as well as continue to read some educational books that may be of help to help people during the laboring delivery process.
And that follow-up question is interesting. What is the most important thing that you do in the childbirth process?
I would say to help educate and support families during the childbirthing experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a minute. I mean, I have a lot of questions. So when you talk about educating, I think so often when a person is having a baby, they have if it's their first, no idea what they're getting into. I mean, if you've never had a baby and you are going to have one, going into labor is like kind of terrifying.
Yes, it can be.
Anyway, so what is that? And do you meet with the mother-to-be before? Kind of talk about that.
Yeah, so as a doula, I work with my families from pregnancy up until postpartum. And our job is to provide emotional, physical, and educational support to families during the childbirthing experience and then after childbirth. The most important part of it is being there during the childbirthing experience. And so fostering that relationship during the pregnancy to get them to that time frame is important. So establishing rapport, educating, providing, information that is sound, that is clear, and then using your own experiences is also what helps serve families well.
Sierra Dillard, how different is your, are you often working with a midwife or do you come in with a doctor or is it sort of all of the above? Talk about how you fit into the hospital scene or maybe even people that are choosing to have a baby at home.
Absolutely. So doulas do not replace midwives. Doulas do not replace doctors. We are an addition to the team. Our job is, again, to provide emotional, physical, and educational support. And so the midwife is the one who would be catching your baby as well as the doctors. And doulas do not do that. So we are very special and unique. We provide information that helps to interpret what someone may not know. Like you said, a first-time mom may not know what is this going to look like. And so we're able to interpret what information from the medical staff provider to them and vice versa.
Is there anything you want to add to this conversation, Sierra Hill, as you are the maternal care access coordinator for the state of Minnesota? Because I do think people do wonder how it all fits together.
Yeah, absolutely. So like Sierra said, doulas fill a really special place in that birthing team. We really do see them as a really valuable addition to the whole birthing team, that village, so to speak. And they have a really unique role in that they're with that mother or the family, ideally from pregnancy and beyond. And so they really get to know that family. They provide a lot of support and that continuous presence that other providers just may not be able to provide due to the nature of their work. And that's really valuable for the birthing person as well as, you know, their partner or other family members.
And what is the, talk about the origin of the doula. How old is it? And what is, you know, what does that mean, doula? Where does that come from? Is it from a country? Kind of walk us through the history.
Well, a doula is something that has been in and around for years and years and years and years and years. It's somebody who was in the village that will help support you during pregnancy. So it's not new. The word doula may be new, but it's a trained professional that has been around providing these supports to families all the time.
Okay. And it's interesting to me, Sierra Hill, this should be, you know, you think about having a baby and how, you know, you might have your family around, but for people who don't have a family around, what a role this person can fill if they're in a neighborhood or they're in a, away from family. How, you know, it really seems like it's a no-brainer that we should all have doulas. We should all have doulas all the time.
I agree. Yeah. I think Sierra and I have both said this before, but we definitely strongly believe that everybody should have a doula or at least access to a doula regardless of, you know, where they live, their ability to pay, all of that. Because you're right, especially if they don't have family close by that are there to support them, the doula becomes even more important. But even if they have, you know, their spouse or partner or parents around, the doula can still provide really valuable support to that whole unit, that whole family unit.
And I want to jump in here to Sierra Hill just to continue with that thought line. I'm reading the press release. Research shows the support of a doula can provide benefits. Talk about the benefits of a doula.
Yeah, so there's a lot of research to show the benefits of having a doula. It's anything from it can help reduce the length of labor, reduce the likelihood of preterm labor. Doulas are wonderful supports to help with pain relief, regardless if you choose to have an epidural or other pain relief interventions. And they can help with positioning to help the labor progress. And then they're there to support, like I said, the spouse or the partner who may be there, providing that education, like Sierra mentioned, to, you know, relieve anxiety and help people advocate for themselves in that space. It can be a very fast-moving, very vulnerable time. And so having that doula presence can really help to interpret things and provide that advocacy as needed.
And do you think it's becoming more popular? Are you getting more calls? And I should ask Sierra Dillard, are you busier than ever? Do you feel like it's catching on?
Absolutely. It is very busy nowadays. I would say I've been a doula for 11 years. When I first began, people would be like, what is a doula? but nowadays, I'm booked and busy, and a lot of people are. And it's a beautiful thing because, like Sierra Hill said, every single person walking through that door should have a doula.
Right, right. Someone to hold their hand. 651-461-9226 if you're listening. Maybe you had the experience of having a doula, or you're pregnant right now and you're curious. 651-461-9226. A texter wonders, what are your funding sources? Are you paid as a doula? Is it volunteer? And then is it a state-run program? I should ask Sierra Hill to begin with.
And I can, Sierra Dillard may have more to add here, but typically it will either be private pay, as well as some private insurance does cover it, although it's not widely offered. And then we were one of the first states in Minnesota was one of the first states to cover doula care through Medicaid, which is really wonderful. So we do see that quite often as well.
And I would ask Sierra Dillard, are you a paid position or is this your job, like, full-time?
Yes, this is my full-time career / passion. And as she said, yes, we are reimbursed through some Medicaid insurances and then private pay as well.
Okay, very good. It is just about 7:29 on WCCO Radio on a Sunday morning where we have an air quality alert out, so please be aware of that. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll do some weather for you. And when we come back, we hope we get more of your phone calls at 651-461-9226. Again, I'm Susie Jones. This is our Health Hour, head to toe, 651-461-9226. We're back right after this. It is 7:34 on a Sunday morning, 60 degrees outside. Happy to have you with us. If you're just tuning in, this is our health show head to toe. I'm Susie Jones, along with Josh Wheeler as our producer. And we have two guests on this morning. We have Sierra Dillard, and Sierra Dillard is a doula and has been for 11 years. And we're talking about a Minnesota Department of Health program called Help Me Connect. It's a free resource available for doulas and families throughout the state. Also with us on our news line this hour is Sierra Hill. We have two Sierras on today, and Sierra Hill is the Maternal Care Access Coordinator with the state of Minnesota. And it's been 1 year since they have had, in effect, the Help Me Connect program, and that's a resource available for families. They can reach out and go online and they can find a doula, and that person will help them throughout their pregnancy. So we talked to Sierra Hill about the progress. I was thinking about the idea of a filter. When someone's looking, you said how many different filters are there? Like, that's kind of curious to me how you go about selecting a doula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was one of the features we were really excited about for this list, is being able to add so many filter options. I believe there's over 30 on the list on the website. So of course, one important feature would be location. So depending on where you're located, finding a doula who's within your area and can travel to you. This also, you know, becomes really important in greater Minnesota because of all the hospital closures that have been happening over the past several years. Doulas can really fill a need with families there. And then other filters, you know, you can filter by payment that's accepted. But then there's also a long list of specializations. So doulas often specialize in various different things, whether that's through continuing education or their lived experience. So that might be if you have a high-risk pregnancy, or you're pregnant with multiples, or you'd like to do a VBAC.
What's a VBAC?
Vaginal birth after a C-section.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. but then we know also for our communities, like our Black and American Indian or rural, they face a lot more disparities already in birth. There's a lot of inequities in negative outcomes for various reasons. And so having a doula who shares your cultural background, cultural practices, can be extremely important and helpful for those communities as well. And so you can filter by that. It's a self-identified by the doula on our list.
651-461-9226. Do you have doulas who speak different languages?
Yes, and that is also a filter that you can search for on the Help Me Connect list if you would like to have a doula who speaks a language other than English.
And is it something that's more common in the more populated areas, or are you finding that people wanting a doula is all over the state?
Yeah, we see it all over the state. Like I said, you know, since I believe 2000. 2016 or 2018, there's been over 12 closures of hospital birthing services in the state, largely in greater Minnesota. And so having a doula who can travel to you or be available even virtually to support you during your birth, people are finding that really, really valuable across the state.
651-461-9226. That is our phone number here. If you have a question or a comment, 651-461-9226. If you want to jump in, someone is asking if you're on medication for like bipolar and you need specialized care, can a doula still help in that situation?
Yes, absolutely. We work with people who have many mental health diagnoses, and actually that is of importance even more because the process can be very anxiety-driven of having a child. So having a doula support you during that experience can help you keep your mind at ease, and having that reliable person to tell you what things are happening in that space.
And Sierra Dillard is a 11-year doula and with us this hour as well, 651-461-9226. Sierra Dillard, are you welcomed into the medical team? Is it something that's has it changed over your 11 years to doctors and nurses? If you're in, are you in the hospital room with them during the birth?
Yes, I'm in the room with them for the entire experience, as well as if it was a home birth as well. I will say in the hospitals, it can be tricky sometimes working with staff, especially when you flourish those relationships with your clients before coming into the actual birthing experience. Sometimes it can feel like territorial inside the hospitals because mm-hmm. they have, you know, their requirements as far as medical things go. However, I do a really good job with trying to make sure that people know that I'm here as an addition and a support. I kind of comb the room and try to appease everybody because, again, this is for the purpose is to serve the family. And if I can't serve the family and support them during their birth, then my job is not done. So
yeah.
However I can get in there. To make sure that everybody's on the same page and that this baby is coming in celebrating their actual birthday party,
mm-hmm.
that's my goal and my drive.
Here's a question from a texter. As far as timing, when should I hire a doula?
Good question. Yeah. I say the sooner the better. So the moment you find out you're pregnant, you should be hiring a doula.
Hmm. I see. And when we talk about hiring a doula, and this is for either Sierra Hill or Dillard, again, back to the financing of it. Do you ask your insurance first? Say, do we cover? Can I get my doula help covered by insurance? And is it ever not approved?
Yes. So there's many different ways. Well, you want to definitely check when it comes to medical assistance just to make sure that it's a covered support. And then if someone has a private pay insurance, in which in Minnesota some private pay do pay for doula support, and you can also use an HSA account. So a doula can provide you with a bill, and then you can submit it to your insurance and get reimbursed for your doula support costs.
All right, 651-461-9226. If you have a question for our guests, we have two Sierras this morning. Sierra Dillard is a doula herself, and Sierra Hill is with the state of Minnesota and the Maternal Care Access Coordinator. This is a very interesting conversation. Sierra Hill, do you have more, do you study who your clients are, or do you keep track, data, and are they all, do they run the gamut in terms of like economic status, cultural status? Do you find one group uses a doula more than another, or how would you characterize that?
So I think that's a Sierra Dillard question.
Either. Whoever feels comfortable answering that one.
Yeah, I mean, from research and just like a statewide level, definitely people of all walks of life use a doula. I guess I'm not sure, Sierra, if you have stats on your personal practice, what you kind of see, but on a larger scale, everybody does use a doula.
Okay. Diller, yeah?
Yes, I will say that everybody does use a doula. I will say that, as you spoke earlier, it is becoming very much more popular. And I'll say that word of mouth does a really good job for getting it out to the community about who needs the support and who wants the support.
Right, exactly. 651-461-9226. What happens at a prenatal visit with my doula? A texter wants to know.
Oh, that's a very good question. So I provide childbirth education support. We also talk about the birthing process. We talk about how did your last appointment go with your provider. And then we just get to know each other again, because it is most important during the birthing experience. We want to make sure, what are the things that help you get through emotional times? Mm. Does music help? Do you like back rubs? is there certain people in the room that you do want during the pushing process or you don't want? So it's really about building that rapport so that you can provide that service.
Do you ever get in the middle if the husband or the partner says something and it bothers the person that's having the baby?
Absolutely.
I had my child, and my partner had eaten peanut butter. Oh gosh, that made I was like, get away from me!
Right?
Who knew? You know, that's just it about having a baby, right? That
facts.
There's so much that you don't know is going down, and not to scare people, of course, right? But still. And don't you think that's it then, Sierra Diller, too, that you just are in that environment where anything can happen? And I'm sure
Yes. You've
seen it all.
I've seen it all. I've had to become that advocate between the mother and father and say, she really doesn't mean it. Don't take it personal.
if she's screaming at
walk.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. All right, we'll take our final break. It is 7:45. Again, my name is Susie Jones. This is our Health Hour, and we're very happy to have Sierra Dillard, who is a doula, and Sierra Hill from the Minnesota Department of Health talking about the program and who it might help and how it helps and how long it's been around. And, you know, to Sierra Hill's point, many birthing centers are closing across the state, and so people are looking for a different way of having a baby, a different way, a different experience. So 651-461-9226. We'll finish up our final segment here right after this. Yep. And we are back for the final segment of the big show. I'm Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO. It is our Health Hour. Head to toe, wrapping things up with Sierra Dillard, who is a doula, and Sierra Hill, who also happens to be a maternal care access coordinator for the Minnesota Help Me Connect program. And I want to just kind of come back to Sierra Hill for a moment in this final segment. You know, we talked about how many birthing centers are closing. Talk a little bit more about that and sort of where you're seeing the effects of that on the doula program.
Yeah, so like I said, I believe from 2018 to now, there's been 12 closures across the state of birthing facilities, whether that be the hospital that provides birthing services or birth centers. And that has been largely in greater Minnesota. And so, for example, I was talking to a mom the other day who lives up near Grand Marais, and they do not have a birthing hospital there. So she needed to drive over 2.5 hours to Duluth for all of her prenatal, as well as to have her labor and delivery of her baby. And she had a doula throughout that process and really felt like it was valuable, because most doulas provide, you can text or call them anytime throughout your pregnancy. And so she found that really valuable to ask questions, or, you know, when she got closer, kind of being like, are these contractions? Should I start driving? And then that doula was able to drive to her after the baby was born to visit with her and just make sure the whole family was doing well. And if they had any other questions, which I'm sure anybody who's had a baby knows that traveling with a newborn, driving with a newborn can be extra challenging. So having that doula be able to go to them was really valuable.
That's awesome. I imagine, Sierra Dillard, you've seen that as well, that sort of increase in activity with some of these places closing.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen an increase in the last couple of years overall, just with more births happening. But the good thing is that people are also doing home births, which it is also safe to do those with, of course, a midwife who is present.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? You're seeing more people choosing to just have their child at home, have their baby at home?
Absolutely. When they're educated about childbirth and the experience, I mean, truly, we did not have babies in hospitals in the early 50s and 60s is when we started doing that. So it is a safe process, again, as long as you have a midwife that is present during that time frame.
All right. 651-461-9226. What happens, a texter wonders, if the pregnancy goes very, very long? Does the doula stay there throughout the entire process? Because, you know, some people have really long labors. By the grace of God, I did not, but I have friends who have had 36-hour labors. Do you stick it out with everybody?
Yeah, we stick it out, and we also have backups that can come in and relieve you for a few hours, and then you can get back to it. Because, as you know, it's long labors. You need rest as the doula. So we get it as much as we can during the process. But if it's been, 30-something hours, then, yes, we need someone to come relieve us.
Or you'll fall asleep. How many doulas are there in your program to help me connect? Oh, you said it's more than 100, right?
Yeah, we have a little over 100 on the Help Me Connect list at this point.
Okay.
We don't have an exact number of doulas in the state, but we do know that it's much more than over 100, probably closer to 300 or even more than that. So we're really hoping that doulas will sign up for our list and make sure that families can connect with them.
So if people are listening and they are a doula or know one and they're not on your list, you might like them to reach out?
Absolutely. So if they go to the Help Me Connect website and that doula list, they can just search for doulas on the website. There is a link there on that page that doulas can click on, and it'll bring them to a secure survey, essentially, where they can enter all of their information. Everything is optional. Their contact information, as well as they can self-identify for various things or their specializations as well.
Yeah. And I want to ask Sierra Dillard, why did you decide to become a doula?
I became a doula twofold. So as I was growing up as a little girl, I always wanted to be a midwife. But then researching and figuring out, it took a lot of school. And I said, yeah, not that. And then I had my first child when I was 15. And I had a doula that supported me. And that doula was very profound in making sure that I knew I had full body autonomy at my young age. And so as I got older, trying to figure out what did I really want to do in life, I said, oh, yeah, a doula. I researched it, and I've been doing it ever since.
And what's the most fulfilling part of it?
The most fulfilling part is seeing that baby come out and the joys and happinesses of the family having a new family member, that celebration.
Oh, I bet that's great. And I imagine, too, I mean, I think people, and we have just less than a minute here. I'm sorry, I'm going long. I think when you get home, how important is it to have you available to call when you get home? Like, how much do you stay with the mom after? Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
or how
yes.
available? Because that's when a lot of questions come up. Like, what am I doing, you know?
True. So the postpartum period is the longest period, because any time that you have a child, you are in postpartum. And so being acclimated to what is having a child in your new space it's hard sometimes. It's overwhelming and definitely sleep deprived. So having that doula say, hey, you can call me anytime if you're having issues, concerns, even with breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it's very important all across the board. And there are specifics with doulas, right? You can hire a birth doula and you can hire a postpartum doula.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you both my Sierras today for being part of the show. I hope you have a great day. And again, if people have questions, they can go to Help Me Connect and the Minnesota Department of Health to find out more. Have a great afternoon, gals.
Thanks for having us.
Be blessed.
Yeah.